Hey, it's Dave Calloway. I'm talking to Jim here from the Never Forgotten Honor Flight here. And, Jim, honored to meet you. I knew I would at some point. But I wanted to ask you about the Honor Flight. You talked today, Globe University. You were talking, and you answered some questions that I wanted to know because I wondered how long are you going to do the Honor Flight considering the age of who you're taking right now?
Well, we started off, the Honor Flight program started with the idea of taking World War II veterans. And a number of the Honor Flight hubs around the country, of which now there's about 120, after they finished taking all the World War II vets that wanted to go and that could go, they closed up shop. When we started on Veterans Day of 09 and made the announcement from the VFW, we committed that we were going to go through Vietnam at least.
Okay.
Now, having said that, we have a whole new generation of veterans that their memorial is being worked on as we speak and should be done within a couple of years.
Okay, so yeah, when you go there, you're probably seeing some of that, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So will the Honor Flight be going after Vietnam? Could be. I'm not discounting that at all. The commonality between all of these conflicts or wars is that the veterans that are fighting them are kids. They're 17, they're 18. You're 19 years old, and that's World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the current generation. And if there's a memorial in D.C. in their honor, I think the honor flights will naturally progress through all the generations.
You know, and you mentioned something I think that's great, is how about going out to the airport when they're coming back? I mean, what a sight, huh?
I'll tell you. That airport, if for those of that have been in the Central Wisconsin Airport, in the concourse area where the gates are, imagine no place to stand. Imagine a narrow hallway that's an opening where the veterans walk through, and there are people aligned on both sides. The room is filled all the way out to the curb. I can tell you that it took me three flights. It wasn't to the third flight that the emotion was checked where I could actually see people's faces. I saw nothing but color and noise. I could only imagine what the veterans were feeling. By the look in their face, it was spectacular for them and for the audience. If you look at anybody in the audience, the tears in their eyes as they're looking at all these heroes coming down and they get to slap their hand and thank them for their service. It is literally a life-changing event for anyone that participates.